Scientists are trying to control an invasive species of Asian stink bug. They may have found the solution, but not in a lab. The answer comes from nature. The mysterious appearance of another Asian bug in South Jersey farms could be the key to managing the stink bug population and sparing crops while reducing the use of insecticides. As WHYY's Catalina Jaramillo reports, it's the first breakthrough scientists and farmers have had to a problem that's vexed them for almost a decade.
In Bridgetown, New Jersey, there's an orchard of peach trees that's also a laboratory for Rutgers University. The peaches look far from perfect. Many of them are rotting in the ground. Anne Nielsen studies insects here. She's looking closely at a bug walking on a peach.
So now it moved to the leaf right there. Do you see it?
It's called a brown marmorated stink bug, an invasive insect the size of a dime that accidentally came from Asia more than 20 years ago. With no natural predators in the U.S., it quickly became a pest, causing catastrophic damage on farms across the country. Stink bugs pierce the fruit and suck into them, making them rot.
Here's some stink bug injury, just the gum coming out of the fruit right there.
They're called stink bugs for a reason. If you try to squish them, they release a disgusting smell and stain your hands orange. Nielsen grabs one and shakes it in her hands.
There you go. Can you smell it?
She says they smell like a mix of cilantro and dirty socks. Still, Nielsen thinks they're beautiful. She has been handling them for 15 years.
When I got married, actually, I had orange fingertips. My mom wasn't happy.
But these bugs stink for many reasons. They spend the winters inside homes and offices by the thousands. And in the hotter months, they're outside eating almost every plant they can find. They ruin gardens, parks, and especially farms. In 2010, some mid-Atlantic growers of sweet corn, peppers, tomatoes, apples, and peaches reported total losses. New Jersey peach producers lost 60 to 90% of their harvest that year.
There was a period where our estimates were that growers were applying four times higher number of amounts of insecticides than they had been before.
But stink bugs are resistant to most insecticides, so they continue to spread. Farmers were desperate and afraid. But then something happened. The samurai wasp came to America.
It was a huge surprise to me because I wasn't expecting it.
Kim Holmer is a research entomologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Delaware. 11 years ago, he traveled to China and brought back the stink bug's most feared enemy, the samurai wasp, a stingless wasp smaller than a fruit fly. It looks harmless, but the samurai wasp is a skillful warrior. It controls up to 90% of the stink bug population in Asia by laying its eggs inside of the stink bug's eggs, destroying their embryo. So instead of a stink bug coming out of the egg, you get a wasp.
Samurai wasps are specialists on stink bugs. You know, we know that they only attack stink bugs and no other kinds of insects. The problem is there are many, many different kinds of stink bugs, and not all of them are pests, and some of them are regarded as beneficial.
Holmer kept the wasps in quarantine and spent years carefully studying the potential risk of introducing another invasive species. He didn't want the cure to be worse than the disease. Finally, he concluded that releasing them was safe. But before he could get permission to do so, he got a call from a colleague. A bunch of samurai wasps were spotted in Maryland. Just like the stink bugs, they have arrived from Asia on their own. And then, last year, they appear in John Mascheron's peach orchard in Salem, New Jersey.
I got a text. I was very excited.
The text was from Anne Nielsen, who had been managing his stink bug pest for years.
Something like found samurai wasp on your farm, exclamation point, exclamation point.
It was the first time samurai wasps had shown up in a farm in the U.S., possibly because they were blocked by the large amount of insecticides used to control the stink bugs. Mascheron is a fourth-generation farmer and says stink bugs have been the worst insect pest he's seen in the last 10 years.
We actually had problems with them overwintering in our pesticide storage, to put in perspective how strong they are.
Having samurai wasps on his farm could be a blessing for him. Although he's not seen a big difference yet, he says they're better for the environment and cheaper than insecticides.
The samurai wasp works all the time. Our insecticides don't. And they work free.
Nielsen says samurai wasps showing up on their own is good news for everyone because it speeds up a process that could have taken years. And there's no time to lose. This year, the stink bug population in the orchard she manages in South Jersey are 4 to 8 times higher than last year.
If we don't control it, it could come back to those levels of 2010 where they just caused devastating losses.
This week, Nielsen and her team released 6,000 samurai wasps into the experimental orchard in Bridgeton. They're trying to find ways to attract them into the farm so they can attack stink bugs there.
The whole goal of biological control is that we will reduce or eliminate the need for insecticides. So in an ideal world, samurai wasp will come in and it will control stink bug.
But the U.S. is not the samurai wasp ideal environment, and they may need some time to adapt before they start showing their skills. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.